Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, lots to get to on this Monday morning, the good news and bad news over the weekend for Nebraska Athletics, and more than that, we got the PGA Championship we got to talk about, because I watched plenty of that this weekend. Did not make it down to Tulsa though, did not go. You know, I thought about it all last week, it did not happen on Friday, went to Kansas City instead. We'll discuss that later on in the show, but I did not get there, but I did still watch plenty of the PGA Championship. How are you today?
You got to say who won that thing?
Justin Thomas, the champion, as you heard from Eddie Garcia there in the update, was 7 shots down going into the final round. He shot 3 under par yesterday, finds his way into a playoff with Will Zalatoris, and goes 2 under par in the 3-hole playoff to beat Zalatoris and win his second PGA Championship, his first one since was 2017.
Yeah.
Justin Thomas.
Yeah, you would have gone down and followed Tiger. And that was a sad story. I don't know if it is, but it was.
Yeah, I was texting you. I said I felt kind of bad about not going, although the weather was sucky. It was cold. It was windy. There was some rain on Saturday, so I didn't feel horrible, but I felt worse, like you said. If I had gone down and watched Tiger Woods shoot 9 over par, which he shot on Saturday, then withdrew, did not even play on Sunday because he was in so much pain, I think I'd be hurting mentally and physically.
I think you might have been.
It's like watching your hero just like die on the course, basically.
Well, not die on the course. That's a little dramatic.
Yeah, it's not exactly that.
A little dramatic.
Watching him suffer terribly.
He was on the bogey train.
He was on the bogey train.
Five or six straight bogeys.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
Then he birdied hole 15, and he
finished strong, ever the grinder, Tiger.
Yes.
But that was a pretty big story on Saturday. But you're right. The weather was not good. I mean, it was 50s and blustery. It wouldn't have been an enjoyable experience for you.
No, it wouldn't have.
You might as well stay home, and I don't know what you did.
I went to Kansas City instead.
That's right.
Yeah.
Were you in Kansas City all weekend?
Yeah, I came back yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. It's a good time.
Good for you.
Did you get on the hog this weekend at all?
No, it's in the shop.
Oh.
It's in the shop, which was a bummer yesterday. I will go get it today. But yeah, it's in the shop. Don't. Let's not talk about that. We're off to kind of a rough start.
I'm not rough.
It's
not rough.
It's a little rough. We're talking about Tiger. Now we're talking about a Harley going in the shop. Anybody who has a Harley knows you're... Might as well just buy another one.
Well, we might as well, right?
So that's that. But I'll get it back today, and hopefully
good.
The weather will be okay.
Yeah, thank you. Today is not a bike riding day, just
you're
so
not
you know.
Sure about that, are,
the,
are
the
you?
The high is 62 today. It seems a little chilly to ride the bike after days of 70s, 80s, and 90s
it's
recently.
It's not perfect, but as long as it's dry, it's good. Thank you.
You won't be able to ride it Tuesday or Wednesday because it's going right, to rain.
Right.
Now, Thursday, Friday, you're in the clear.
Yeah.
So that's your weather report per me.
Yes.
Big weather
you.
Guy.
Yeah, there was a lot. Actually, there was a lot going on this week.
Yes. Well, let's get to the positive news for Nebraska first. From yesterday, late afternoon, Nebraska lands another commitment from the transfer portal. This player was, I think for a full week, rumored was kind of leaning toward Georgia Tech, but yeah. Nebraska gets the commitment from Alabama defensive lineman Stephon when he joins Kane Williams as the second Alabama transfer to go to Nebraska. Sip. I mean, a month ago, I was in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and Nebraska was trying to get their first addition to the defensive line, which they got in O'Shawn Mathis. Then they get Devin Drew, and now they get Stephon Wynn. So you went from a bleak defensive line unit to one that you feel actually probably maybe pretty good about now, right?
I think so.
I think you have to.
I don't know what to make.
I'm not saying you have to believe that or feel that way, but there's no doubt that they actually have some bodies in the room now that should take some pressure off other guys like Ty Robinson, who played the entire spring because of a lack of bodies to help him out.
Yeah, so how do we assess this?
Yeah.
How do we assess all of this without, oh no, you know what's going to happen now.
Oh, no. Are you chugging Kool-Aid over
No,
there?
I'm not, but we're going to be accused of it. So we have to walk this fine line between kind of not lavishing, but at least giving some praise to this coaching staff for responding the way they have in the portal. That's Nebraska now, Jacob, 14 transfer portal additions, three JUCOs, 15 high school players. That's 32. The 32, as Sean Callahan points out, ties the biggest one-year haul we've seen at Nebraska in the history of the 85 scholarship era. It ties what? Ties what year? You should be able to get this. The 32-player haul.
Yeah.
Ties.
I'm going to go with 2000.
Stay engaged.
What?
Stay engaged.
Well, it was Bill Callahan.
Yes.
2004 or 5, one of those
you
years.
You got it. You're
five.
Good at this
Five?
Stuff. Yes,
you nailed 2005.
It. Nailed it. One for one today.
Yes, all right.
So what do we do? What do we say? Well, I mean, I think they're going to get Marcus Washington too, by the way.
From Texas.
Yeah, the receiver. I think that could come at any moment. So what do we say about this haul?
Well, you say that they are trying hard right now because
okay.
That's not me being, you know, trying to be in jest here. I was serious.
No, you got to walk a fine line.
I know, because I'm not going to sit here and say, "Wow, this is going to work out perfectly and these additions are all going to be awesome." But I cannot sit here and say they're not trying either.
Oh my God.
They are efforting to make this roster better, especially in areas where they have been lacking.
They didn't get one Alabama guy. They got two Alabama guys. Now, most people would say if you're not poaching Alabama, cuz they didn't go in and get starters there. But I mean, the guy was at Alabama, and he made it for 4 years without getting run. Now, we're talking about Stephon Wynn. It wasn't, you know, he played 100, I mean, let's see what he did here. 14, he played 10 to 15 plays per game at Bama, basically, for 4 seasons. He played 163 total snaps in 21 total games in 3 seasons. Okay.
Okay.
In 2021, this past season, he saw a time in 7 games with 68 total snaps of action.
Okay.
So, you know, he's playing for an organization that's loaded up front. Now, he didn't get run. He wasn't playing a lot. But you know what we do in this market, we exalt 4-star players. He was a 4-star player in South Carolina, and then he went to IMG Academy. So he has a background. Well, my guess is he'll come in. Now, this is what you wonder, right? I mean, this is good for Ty Robinson. Ty Robinson's always had kind of a free ride to playing time here, right? Now, what I hope, he has. He's had a free ride to playing
time. He's a good player, but he has had a free time to, free time to playing time.
Well, I mean, is there a chance that this guy could come in and say, hey, you got to work now because I'm coming for your job.
Yeah, let's push guys to get better.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you hope. That's what you hope. But well, now the defensive line, you can't, you have to say they brought in pieces and now you look at it a lot differently. Right.
Yeah. Here's my. This might be something bigger than it could. It should be. But I hope that with the additions of Kane Williams and Stephon Wynn, these are guys that are used to winning at a very high level.
Yes.
Like they have seen how their program at Alabama won, how they made it happen. It wasn't just game day. It was game week. It was practices. What was done in practice that they can see here when they're going that they don't like or they can say we need to improve this area. What can they bring to the team and to the coaching staff maybe to say, can we do this in practice to get better also?
Yeah. Well,
it's bringing winning habits, right?
Yes,
I definitely want to be brought to this to the staff and also to the team itself.
I think so. Now, it's hard to just sign off on giving a guy the tag, he's got winning habits without ever meeting.
He comes from a winning program. There's no doubt about that. He knows what winning feels like.
Yeah.
What it looks like.
Yeah. And Nebraska had to beat out teams for these guys. It felt like with Stephon Wynn last week, it felt like Georgia Tech.
I know. It did.
And then all of the sudden late last week, I heard, I think he's Nebraska. And now I'm hearing the same thing about Marcus Washington, the Texas receiver who started 7 games last year for the Horns.
So if they landed him, that'd be 15 guys from the portal. 15 from the portal.
Yeah, which is that's a big number.
It is a big number.
Yeah, that's Georgia Tech's right at that number right now, for instance. Michigan State going into last season was in the 20s.
20s,
range.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was in the 20 range. Now, one of the ways that Mel Tucker made it work at Michigan State was he didn't bring guys in and give them positions and say, this is your spot. He made them work for it. That helped the culture. The non-transfers saw that, and that helped. That helped matters. What you don't want to see necessarily is Devin Drew and Stephon Wynn and these other guys handed jobs, except I'd hand O'Shawn one.
You rushed the passer. You are starting. Yeah, yeah. You are starting game one.
Yeah, O'Shawn, you're exempt from that conversation.
Now please validate that by playing well, but you are starting game one.
Everybody else has got to earn a job. O'Shawn, it's your job's yours.
Yeah,
I'm sort of being facetious, but in a way, I'm not. O'Shawn Mathis, the TCU transfer pass rusher, is proven. So are the other guys to a varying degrees, but I mean, what are we gonna do? I mean. I don't know. It's now about getting these guys in and assimilating them and getting them ready for camp. Now, Devin Drew doesn't arrive until camp. I think Stephon Wynn is arriving. And I mean like arriving in any day now, like today or tomorrow ish. Kane Williams, same thing. If they get Marcus Washington, which I'm saying 90%, then that'd be the same thing. He'd come in. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if people are drinking Kool-Aid or not, but right now it's thrown us for a loop a little
well,
bit.
Yeah.
Your cap to Frost. You can't help it.
You tip the cap to the staff for sure and Frost for going hard in the portal. I mean, they're getting guys. They're getting a lot of guys. 15 players.
This didn't have to work out this way. I mean, we could have been sitting here going, yeah, they tried the portal, just didn't get much. And what's wrong? Why can't Nebraska get guys in the portal? What's the problem at Nebraska? They go out and get one of the very top players available in Mathis.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go and get one of the very best D linemen, two of the very best D linemen available in Drew and Wynn. That just doesn't happen. That's work.
And just imagine, Sip, like if game one against in Ireland and against Northwestern, that you see these players starting. Let's say they are starting. Uh-huh. If it's all three of them, Mathis, Drew, and Wynn.
Mathis, Drew, and Stephon Wynn.
Right. If all three of these guys are starting and they look good in doing so, you're like, the portal worked. the portal is going to work.
Defensive linemen, it shouldn't be that hard to learn the quote-unquote system. I mean, I don't think it should be a that should be a taxing mental challenge to learn. Now, I guess that's learning the system is one thing. Learning new techniques, how to adapt those techniques to the system, that can take time.
Well, I mean, you're not really concerned about, you know, so where they come from. Stephon Wynn comes from Alabama. The linemen are big in that conference. You're not worried about him having an adjustment period
right.
with the linemen.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, with O'Shawn Mathis and Devin
different.
Drew,
a little different.
The Big 12 to the Big 10 is different with the offensive linemen and
right.
the style of play. So maybe
that's true.
You see a little bit of a potential issue off the start there, maybe.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Stephon Wynn, nothing. I mean, the SEC and Big Ten are very similar
yes.
in the size
yes.
of the linemen.
He
won't
up,
be
yeah.
seeing anything different from
no.
what he saw in the SEC.
No, you're right. That's a good
The
point.
Learning curve is going to be much less for him than Mathis and Drew.
As far as that learning curve is concerned, you wonder if in this transfer portal age that coaches have to adjust the way they do things. Do they have to adjust the way they coach? Do you have to actively tell yourself, look, if we're bringing in an influx of players, we have to maybe make it simpler. We can't. We have to go pretty bare bones in our approaches, technique wise, scheme wise. I don't know. I wonder about that. This is what people wonder. Are we in a unique situation here with the number of portal guys that Nebraska's bringing in? It's not going to be 15 every year, right?
Well, on that note, let's get a text from Wet Blanket, who's texting right about that, basically. He says, there's a couple texts here. He says, what you can say about this class is that it's a clear indication of the failure of Frost's tenure to date. Hear this?
Yeah.
Number one, he is clearly desperate to win this year, mm-hmm. obviously. Number two, he feels like he has a better chance to do that with players from other programs than the ones who have been here for the last 4 years. He says also, you're missing a huge difference between Scott Frost and Mel Tucker. Tucker revamped his roster in year two of his program. He was recruiting over players he inherited. Frost is in year five and is recruiting over his own failures.
Yeah, he is. Some of this is recruiting over guys who left that could have come back. I mean, the reason you had to go out and get Mathis, Drew, and Stephon Wynn is because why? Because Steele completed his eligibility. Damian Daniels chose not to play a sixth year, as did DeAndre Thomas. Mm-hmm. So that's...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Some of it.
Casey Rogers
left and Jordan Riley left. No, Casey Rogers went to Oregon.
Excuse me, Oregon.
Yeah, Casey
Oregon.
Rogers went to Oregon, transfer portal era.
Yep.
No real reason. I mean, I know some reasons, but like mostly just NIL-related stuff. Casey Rogers goes to Oregon and Jordan Riley goes to Oregon. So I don't know. Wet, if you look at it that way, Is that fair to say that those are failures? Was Ben Stille, Damian Daniels, and DeAndre Thomas, do you chalk those up as failures that they left? Stille couldn't come back. Now, some people would say, well, you lost Damian Daniels and DeAndre Thomas. If you're hitting at a high level, they would have come back for 6 years. I say, I didn't want to be in college for 6 years. I had factors I had to get out.
Don't forget that. Yeah.
Right. Now, there's other people who say, no, if they're clicking, those guys would stay for six. I don't know. Now, is that a failure if guys don't stay for 6 years?
No,
is it not. Cam Taylor-Britt? Is that a failure that he got that was that a failure on Frost's part that he got drafted in the second round?
No. That's a compliment.
I mean, Wett, you feel like sometimes you just go out of your way to be negative. I mean, that's just kind of going out of your way at that point. Are those failures that I just pointed out?
I think he's saying more the fact that you don't have guys in the roster to replace those players.
That's fair.
Right? If you're relying on a 6-year player to come back, you're right. It's not necessarily going to just happen because they want to come play football. But do you have a backup plan for that? Do you have guys that you trust that you recruited in the freshman and sophomore class to play?
Well, that's the issue.
And the problem has been no.
That's the issue. That's an issue. There's no doubt about that.
That's, I think, what Maurice is saying. That's the recruiting failure there, not the guys that are leaving like Damian Daniels and Thomas.
They must feel that some of those young guys, that we don't have to name them in this context, just aren't ready. Some of the freshmen.
And that's what Wet Plank is more talking about, is that. Yeah. You don't have the young players that you brought in to be freshmen and sophomores ready to play.
I understand where Wes come from, but how much of this is just the world you're in? Some of it is that, and some of it's pandemic related too. Now, Wet could say, "Sibyl, you go out of your way to be an apologist." I get that, but all I'm trying to do is look at it in a fair manner. That's all I try to do. I'm just trying to be fair to all parties. If Casey Rogers and Jordan Riley don't take off, none of this is not all of this is needed, right? You don't have to go get Stephon Wynn.
No, yeah, you lost.
But Casey Rogers leaves for really no good reason, just because of. Let's just chalk it up to the times, because he could leave. Because we've created a world where you can leave. Now Gary Barta of Iowa has the right idea. Stop that nonsense. Just stop it. No more 1 year free transfer. But right now that's what we're in. So you are going to lose guys, and then you got to go replace.
But do we?
So how do you? This is why I'd ask Wet Blanket. You are. I. My guess is from Wet Blanket's text that he's very in favor of 1 year transfer, the 1 year free transfer. If on one hand you say you're in favor of the 1 year free transfer, and then knock a coaching staff for going and replacing guys who transferred for no reason, what are we doing then? How hypocritical can you become at that point? Right?
Yeah.
If you're throwing all your weight behind, oh yeah, these players should be able to transfer 1 year for one free time, and then you're knocking a coaching staff for replacing players that do that, what are we doing then?
Well, that's what happens when you have a program that's losing for 5 years. You can't win.
No, you can't win with this.
You can't win with the fans.
No,
because you might be doing something right, but the record says you're doing something wrong.
Right.
And so that takes away any sort of positivity you can get.
Right. I mean, this is the world. You lose players into the transfer portal. You go to the transfer portal and get players.
Winning does not cure all, but it cures a lot.
Yeah.
And Nebraska is.
Now, the question I have is I think, does Nebraska become more of a transfer portal program, you know, than others in the league, than others in its own division? Yeah, right now it is for sure. Wisconsin, Iowa got nobody out of the transfer portal, zero.
They developed their own guys.
Wisconsin's not playing the game.
It's the Iowa way.
Purdue's not in an NIL game. They're not structured at all in the NIL.
Well, we're about to learn then. Okay, are those systems, those programs going to have the upper hand because they've just developed their own guys, or is Nebraska going to leapfrog them by getting guys that are developed elsewhere and hope they click here?
Right. This development, this Stephon Wynn development, along with Devin Drew and O'Shawn Mathis and all the guys they brought in for spring ball, is a pretty grand experiment.
It is. Well,
it is. It's a and
they're in pretty dire times right now.
Add to that the addition of the coaches, most notably the offensive coordinator, Whip.
Mark Whipple.
Yeah. And it is a grand freaking experiment that's going to be fascinating when we're in Dublin. Okay? Because we're going to see what it looks like out of the gate and in Dublin of all places.
Yeah.
Right?
Not in Lincoln, not in Evanston, but Ireland.
Yes. We'll be in the city center, which is 1.5 miles from the stadium. We'll be walking over.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Walking over to a stadium we're completely unfamiliar with.
Yep. Can't wait.
In a country we're completely unfamiliar
with. I know. It's going to be beautiful. Let's get a call from Vince on this Monday morning.
Vince
in Napa Valley, 464-5685. Vince, you're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Vince.
Vince, are you there?
Vince.
Oh, go ahead, Vince. Now you're good.
Our friend Vince.
Let's see. Well, first of all, before I get into it, before I get into all the you know the talk of the transfers and Stephon Wynn, on Friday when I was running my route,
yes.
Now you mentioned your Harley earlier.
Yes.
I saw a sign that made me totally think of you because I do think of Steph quite a bit.
Oh, so, thank you.
Anyhow, I'm delivering to a house. It's in Fairfield, California.
Okay.
The next door neighbor has a sign above the door and it's a pretty large one. It says, "Home is where the Harley is."
You need that sign.
Yeah, that's
you need
pretty nice.
That
sign. No, I don't think Chicks
yeah, you
would allow
do.
It.
Get the sign.
I like that. Thank you for that vignette, Vince.
Oh yeah. I think that is definitely a sign that belongs at Casa de Sipple. But back to regular programming.
Okay. Okay.
As far as the whole mindset of the transfer, I mean, the transfer portal, I mean, yes, some of that is the times that we're in and also specifically the times that Nebraska's in because, it's 5 straight losing years, 6 out of 7. And, now if we had, say, 5 straight winning seasons or, no, not just winning seasons, but years in which we were winning 8, 9, 10 games, 10 games a year, then, as a coaching staff, it's not necessarily a matter of desperation. You can afford to play the young guys, and you can afford to have them take their lumps. Whereas, the pressure's on this staff. I mean, it does not, and I'm not necessarily, telling any secrets, but, defensive line, I've said it all along, that's the one position where you want depth because some of the best defensive lines ever in football at any level have depth. So, we have the bodies. Now, it's just a matter of getting them to play. And back to this whole culture thing, I mean, to me it still begs the question. It's like, okay, does the culture change because a program wins or loses? Or does a program win or lose because the culture changes? I would argue that, yes, I don't want to build a team this way every single year.
Okay.
I tend to prefer a team of, that develops and maybe gets a few players here and there in the transfer portal rather than being excessively reliant on it. But I would contend that right now might be the very best time to have a class that's very heavy with transfers because if you walk up to any one of these transfers, whether it's O'Shawn Mathis or Casey Thompson or whoever, and say, yeah, this program's had 5 straight losing seasons, they can always turn around and say, "They haven't had it on my watch." But again, whether you're coming from the transfer portal or whether you've been in this program for 3, 4, 5 years, it comes down to this, guys.
Here we go.
And I'm coming. I'm coming, guys.
Yes. Yes.
Come August 27th, we have a game with Ireland to play. And that means you go out there and you kick their ass from the first play of the game to the last. And you fight.
Thank you, Vince. Yeah, I hope Vince is in his garage. Vince has young
children. The neighbors are turning on their lights, saying, "What's going on outside?"
Vince has children in the house. I think he goes out in his garage and does his
I hope so.
God bless you, Vince.
Or out in his truck, maybe. I don't know.
Vince, okay, so the question, Jake, the natural question. You know what? While Vince was talking, thank you, Vince, for that. While he was going through his spiel, you know what? If I'm in charge over there, I'm looking at this off season and saying, I really like the energy. I like this back against the wall mentality. Let's keep it. Let's always have fourth down at Nebraska. Maybe not 15 transfer portal additions, which we're heading to. We have four, Nebraska's 14 right now. But keep everybody on alert. We'll go and get guys. Okay? We can because we just did. Always have. See, I think what we're seeing is a fourth down mentality. They have to have it.
Oh, they better have it.
Yeah, they have to have
they
it.
They know they
Where
have
was
to
it?
Have it?
Where was it is one question. All right. But now it's there, so let's just deal with that. And maybe, like Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald has suggested in the past, just have Nebraska sort of be that portal program, 10 a year, you know, 7, 10 a year. I think that's what Sam has suggested. I did the Sip and Sam Showdown podcast with Sam, and he was like a portal advocate. And this run of talent they've accumulated sort of makes me think, keep this mentality. If they're a 7 to 10 a year portal team, I'm not offended.
I think a lot of it depends on, again, and it's exciting, but do they all gel when they get here? Does it work? You've got a lot of guys that are coming from different programs and different ways they were taught to play football. They were coached.
These are the rules you're under. It's not great. I don't like it, but these are the rules. So this is the world you live in. This is not the world you love or the world I love, the transfer portal NIL world, but this is the world, so do it. Use it. That's what they're doing. I don't know if it swung from Georgia Tech to Nebraska because of some NIL deal. I don't know that. We've heard O'Shawn Mathis and Devin Drew say that wasn't a huge factor in their decisions. I don't know what kind of factor it was in the decisions of Stephon Wynn and Kane Williams. Kane Williams is a safety from Alabama. But something swung him. Nebraska got him. This is the thing that you don't want to get into. If they lose Stephon Wynn to Georgia Tech, what are you doing? Oh, they can't even beat Georgia Tech for a guy. So if they beat Georgia Tech, don't just wave it off and say big deal. You know, you can't play it that way, right?
Well, you shouldn't. But you know, people are cynical right now. They want to be optimistic. They're begging to be optimistic and have a reason to be optimistic. And this is giving them a reason to be optimistic, but they also need to be fair or careful before going all in.
I know.
With 5 straight losing seasons that you will have right now.
I would say maybe is it okay to put it this way? You know what? This has gotten pretty interesting.
There's no doubt it's interesting, and kudos to Nebraska again for making it interesting following a 3-9 football season.
Yeah, but that 3-9 was even interesting, right? It wasn't a 3-9 like you'd typically associate a 3-9 team with, right? It wasn't. There's no way you can say that. Otherwise, they wouldn't be projected to win 7.5 by who?
FanDuel, DraftKings,
ESPN, FPI. Is it FPI?
I think they have them at 6 or something. Six or something. Yeah.
But still. Six or something.
Yeah, but still better than the last 5 years.
Right.
Any of the last 5 years.
Right. So, it's all very – I would just say it's gotten really interesting. And that trip to Dublin is going to be fascinating. 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 And what if they – well, I'm not going to get into that.
What if they won?
Nothing.
What if they what?
Curb stomp Northwestern.
Well, that'd be great. Let's go win 56-7 again. Do it again. Replicate that from last year.
Thank you.
Then we're all chugging Kool-Aid.
I'm not chugging Kool-Aid. I'm not. And you know what? You could have hammered me on my sort of withering critique of Wet Blanket. He has the name Wet Blanket. Of course, he's going to pour cold water. Yeah. And I don't. My sense of humor hasn't kicked in yet this morning, and here I am criticizing a guy for being negative whose name is Wet Blanket.
Yeah, it's his job to be critical.
It's his job.
We got time for a quick call before we get to break. Bobby, you're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I told you guys after spring ball,
Bob, it's Bob.
You're going to have to trust the coaches, and that they would get this defensive line together.
Yes.
I told you so.
You did, Bobby.
And I'm going to tell you something else. It's not Kool-Aid. It's Big Red Gum and Big Red Soda.
Okay. Big Red Soda.
And I'm going to tell you something else.
Okay.
And all these people say, we've heard this before from the coaches. Have you? From last I knew, we had 4 new coaches. Okay? So this isn't something from last 4 years, okay?
Okay.
So watch, and you better jump on the bandwagon now, because if you don't, it's going to pass you by.
All right, Bobby.
And Bobby will be riding on it, waving. Bobby, thank you.
These guys have so much energy for 6
I know, Vince and Bobby.
Vince is yelling at the garage. Bob is going insane, calling in. God, it's Monday morning.
It's so
at 6.
Nice. Thank you so much, guys.
I envy you guys' energy right now.
Well, you have it too.
Good. Listen, I've got to get energy. Those guys way more than I have.
Well, I think you elicit some of that. Thank you, Vince and Napa, and Bobby and I think Lincoln.
Yeah, it's got to be Bobby and Lincoln.
Bobby, you know what? One thing you can say about Bobby, he's unwavering.
Very.
Unwavering.
Very positive.
Yeah. Fan bases need guys.
He's got Kool-Aid all over his jacket.
He doesn't have Kool-Aid. He's got red soda.
Big red soda. More next, an early break in the ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.